IVM. Hello, welcome and khushamadeed. You're listening to The Note with me, Mahrukh Inayat. I know a lot has been said about the manner in which the investigation into the death of actor Sushant Singh Rajput has been covered by the news media. I'm perhaps a bit late, but I needed time to see where and how things move to be in a better position to understand what we are learning from this news frenzy. Please note that I don't use the word learnt and purposely chose to use the word learning because, as most of you know, it ain't over yet. So here are the lessons I have learned from this frenzied news coverage. Number one, sources. Sources have lost all meaning. For every reporter to get that big scoop or the breaking khabar, she needs sources. Now, this is traditionally defined as credible individual or individuals who are in the know. If I'm a reporter who covers the police, say for instance, then these sources would ideally be police officers, havaldars, people working in the police force, sometimes former officers who understand the systems and who might have some inside information. These are credible sources of information that help build a story for any journalist. Now, in this frenzy of 24/7 news, bits and pieces of information become the story. That's the nature of the beast of 24/7 news. Unlike a paper where the story is written and it gets printed, you know, the next day, in case of television, the story builds and develops over the course of the day. And as and when the journalist gets the information, he passes it on to the network as source-based information, or if it's confirmed, then confirmed information. But it's bits and pieces that get collected. And by the end of the day, the entire picture comes into focus. Now, does a journalist have to reveal her source? No. Only a court in India can make a journalist reveal her source, and that too, when the court feels that the matter is of public concern. Now, why am I talking about all this? In the case of Sushant Singh's death, nearly everything has run on sources. A disturbingly large number of times, the sources seem farcical and almost with no information at all. A big statement, a big breaking news statement made on channels saying that we have this big khulasa or this big explosive, followed by zero information. Sometimes sources give out information that is completely far from facts, as has been seen on several accounts. So clearly sources are used just because a channel feels that it needs to feed the monster of constant 24-hour news service. Two, the word exclusive. Well, this might have already actually been dented a while back. The word exclusive seems to have been used so often that it has lost all meaning. The same person or information being highlighted, as we would have seen, on different channels at the same time, wearing perhaps the same clothes if it's an interview, and yet it somehow becomes exclusive for that particular channel. And I think viewers perhaps of television news figured this out a long while back. You would see the same gentleman or lady on all channels at the same time, and on each channel it would be running as exclusive. Three, investigation. In the traditional sense now, an investigation piece or an investigation article or story meant days of following leads, digging information, speaking to multiple sources, and finally sussing a story out of it, and always keeping public concern in mind. Today, keeping a shaky camera, at times deliberately, on the floor of a car while speaking to an unreliable and sometimes even a motivated party is being called an investigation. Talking to Riya or Sushant's neighbor, for instance, who for all intended purposes did not even know them, this is being called an investigation. Talking to the gatekeeper, watchman, and asking them, and just because the camera looks shaky or is done in black and white, suddenly becomes information. It can be information, but can it be called an investigation? Four, paper trail. Now, in the traditional sense, a paper trail meant getting actual documents that show legality or illegality or impropriety or wrong use of government machinery or any public property or public office. Now, paper trail is undeniable proof. and usually hard for the guilty party to ignore. These days, papers are being held by eager reporters and editors, but just for show. It's just in their hands and they keep saying, I have in my hand, scream, we have the papers, we have the documents. But don't miss the detailing. As a viewer, do not miss the detailing. For instance, when some have claimed they know where Sushant's these supposed 15 crores were, there was not a single document that actually gave the answers or was that paper trail of where the money went. Then why was it being said in the first place by all these channels? Now, number 5, stake out. As journalists, it is not wrong to stake out outside the house of an individual, perhaps around whom the story revolves. But where exactly can the journalist stand is the question. Do you stand outside their apartment door? No. You cannot stand on private property without permission. You cannot stand outside someone's door and start banging it. You cannot try to barge in. It's illegal. You're not the FBI. You're not the police. Yes, follow the story. Ensure that you're where the story is. Stand outside the building complex. But ensure there are boundaries and those boundaries are not crossed. Now, many of you would say, why? Simply because there are privacy rules in this country. It is illegal to cross that boundary and barge in just because you think you're in the search of truth. 6, debate. A news debate. Honestly, I'm wondering whether I really need to say anything about a debate and the role of an anchor, because these have changed completely. The anchor has become the judge, jury, the adjudicator. This has been talked about at length. But these were some of the terms that I felt maybe to a lot of us or a lot of you who haven't really been or seen journalism, are very young. I thought, you know, these terms suddenly have lost all meaning in the pursuit of truth while conducting yourself as journalists. I think somewhere the lines have completely gotten blurred. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are @IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Mahrukh Inayat on Twitter and Mahrukh Inayat on Instagram as well.